I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the head of the Art House Convergence. And Russ Collins, good morning to you. And you have certainly made news all around the world.
Good morning. Yes, I spent the day yesterday on interviews literally all over the world, Australia, England, and throughout North America.
I guess we should explain what's happening. Of course, you've probably heard that Sony was hacked, and of course, threats came allegedly from North Korea, and that if the movie The Interview were to be shown, that there would be repercussions. And Russ, as head of the Art House Convergence, I assume you talked with your colleagues and decided that was unacceptable.
Well, we decided that we wanted to express our concern to our colleagues who worked at Sony, whose life has been terribly disrupted over the last month after their computers were hacked and they couldn't get access to their emails, their phones didn't work, they had no access to their records. Their life, their business life had become very, very difficult. And one of the decisions that Sony made was to not release this movie called The Interview,
right,
which is a Seth Rogen film that stars James Franco. And it was allegedly the motivation for the Sony company being hacked. But we offered to Sony not only our sympathy and empathy with their employees, but we offered to screen the film if Sony saw fit to release it. They decided that at the last minute, yesterday as a matter of fact, that they would release it on Christmas, and there's going to be 200 to 300 movie theaters around North America that release the film. Now, that's about 10% of the number of screens as they were originally expecting to do when it was going to be a wide release.
And no small measure, though, this is still considered a victory, and it's going to be appearing at the State Theater in Ann Arbor.
That's correct. It will be at the State Theater starting at 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Christmas Day. It will play for at least a week, actually probably 2 weeks. But that's just one of several really great films that
Now, are there going to be any special security measures put into place? Because one of the reasons Sony said it was pulling it was to ensure the safety of the theaters themselves and those who attended.
Well, we've been in contact with law enforcement authorities in our area, and we're working with them to see if they're perceiving any unusual activity that would indicate that there would be a threat. We're also going to be working with the NAM Center, which is the University of Michigan's Korean Studies Center. So far, we haven't gotten any unusual kind of feedback or telemetry that there's a problem. So we believe it will be a very safe event, which we wouldn't really have undertaken this if we didn't believe it was going to be safe to begin with.
But, well, I'm so glad this is happening.
Yes, it was nice to play a role in worldwide cinema news.
Yeah, exactly right. And congratulations to you and all involved with the Art House Convergence.
Absolutely. It was great to work with a colleague by the name of Tim League, who runs the Alamo Theaters around the United States. But anyway, we want to tell you about The Interview, which again is opening Christmas Day. Seth Rogen wrote the script, produced the film, and it stars James Franco as a TV personality by the name of Dave Skylark. He and his producer, who's played by Seth Rogen, get an interview with Kim Jong-un, who is, they discover, is a fan of their TV shows. And as a way to boost their ratings and their credibility as journalists, they decide to go to North Korea. And that's when they're approached by the CIA and all of the plot pieces start. So,
right.
That's, again,
and they're bumbling, fumbling fools and have a lot of fun along the way.
Yeah, we're hoping that this is the Citizen Kane of stoner comedy, but I'm not exactly sure it's going to work out that way.
Hilarious.
The Imitation Game is another film that we're opening tomorrow at the Michigan Theater, and I'm very excited about this film. I actually saw it a few weeks ago, and in my opinion, it's the best picture of the year. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Alan Turing, who's a British gentleman, a complete genius, mathematical genius, computer genius before there really were computers, and he ends up being the head of the committee, the head of the research group, that figures out the Enigma code, which was the Nazi code that they used during World War II to send messages to their troops and commanders.
Yeah, a real turn in the war.
Absolutely. It's estimated that hundreds of thousands of lives were saved by breaking this code. And it is a very compelling story. Keira Knightley plays a great role, wonderful performances. Benedict Cumberbatch is great. And the character Alan Turing is a complicated and difficult character, and Benedict Cumberbatch does it very well. He's not really a very likable character, but you sympathize with him because of his life condition, because he is a genius, and because he really does work things out.
Right.
It's a complicated, interesting, brilliant script, beautifully shot. The Imitation Game is a not-to-be-missed film, absolutely. If you haven't seen Reese Witherspoon in Wild, go check it out. It's still playing at the Michigan Theater. Birdman, which is on everybody's best film list, is still playing at the State. Interstellar's playing at the State. And again, The Interview, that's the lineup here at the downtown over the Christmas holidays. Temple Beth Emmett's doing a special screening at 10:30 tomorrow morning of Mary Poppins. It's a special holiday screening. Go check that out. And I'm excited about Into the Woods. That's also opening at the multiplexes.
Yeah, the Brothers Grimm Fairy Tales all in one.
Yeah, it's really great. I love the Broadway musical. And the reviews on this have been pretty good so far. Angelina Jolie's film Unbroken is also opening. It's a film that's talked about for Academy Awards as
right.
well. Tim Burton's film Big Eyes is opening at the multiplexes. Christopher Waltz stars in that film. And The Gambler, the Mark Wahlberg film, also opens on Christmas Day, so lots to go check out. And we'll wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah at ended. If you're celebrating Festivus, go celebrate your Festivus.
And is that an arcane Seinfeld reference?
That's right, absolutely.
Hilarious. Hey, my best to you and yours, and thanks to everyone. Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And together we bring you Cinema Chat on a weekly basis. And we thank you for joining us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.